If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
Houston Texans mini camp underway today. Mandatory attendance, unless you're banged up. Guess who we saw out at practice today? CJ Stroud. And get this, he wasn't just handing the football off, he also was throwing the football. Wow. Perhaps all of this time, our concerns about CJ Stroud's shoulder were overreactions. After practice today, Stroud shared some laughs about concerns over his shoulder. Here is the starting quarterback of your Houston Texans.
Just due to your off-season workout program?
A little bit, you know, just I took this offseason very serious. I'm just working hard. I'm trying to get my body right, so I was here like pretty early with Clint, our strength guy. So I've been working really hard on getting my body right, losing body fat, trying to be faster, stronger. It went really well, but there's always risk and reward, you know. So there's always risk to working hard. So, it was a great off season. I think I got that done, but also, you know, I wouldn't say that was the reason why. Just a lot of everything, you know.
That's in reference to Aaron Wilson on Sports Sunday night, saying, hey, one of the reasons Stroud's shoulder might have general soreness is that Stroud might have been doing a little bit of extra work in the weight room, which lent itself to the same kind of overtraining that we've heard J.J. Watt talk about in the past. Maybe lifting all those tires on Hard Knocks, not the best for your back. And hell, we all know about one of our favorite Houston Texans ever, Brian Cushing, who fought and overcame overtrained athlete syndrome, which is a really tough plight.
Yeah, debilitating illness.
Is it an illness? Okay, Sean, yeah. I wasn't 100% sure. Overtrained athlete syndrome. More from CJ Stroud when asked about everyone freaking out about his injury.
Yeah, I mean, I was already throwing, you know, before you guys see me out there pretty normally. I think y'all don't have much to talk about, so y'all just, everything is blown up in all season, so I'm fine, man. I'm really okay.
Whoa. Hey, CJ, I know you got bigger things to focus on. Winning a Super Bowl for the Houston Texans. Getting to the AFC Championship, at least. Helping the Texans win a third straight AFC South. Getting your first career MVP. But, CJ, I'm your friend here, okay? I've got some advice for you. You got to keep this in mind. This is huge. There have been very few players who have won this award. It's only been given out for the last 20 years. And when you answer questions like that, you are putting yourself in jeopardy. You could prevent yourself from winning the award. I am, of course, talking about the Good Guy Award, which is given out by the Pro Football Writers Association of America to the member of the NFL's Players Association who is making the media's job easier. And here you are right now saying that the media doesn't have anything to talk about. That Good Guy Award that you won in 2023, but you didn't defend your title last year. It's fine. You can't win it every single year. That's now at risk. That is in jeopardy. What is President DJ Bien-Aimé going to say when he hears you say, oh, it seems like you guys have nothing to talk about? And I know what actually DJ will say, because DJ and I have been talking about this and we're sort of annoyed by the entirety of this offseason program. But he might have to take a bullet. He might have to fall on the sword. You're saying the media's job is a little more difficult this time of year. It's never difficult for us. We're the media. We talk about sports for a living. We're important. So important. And you can't say that we've got nothing to talk about, even if we do have nothing to talk about, to the point where I said that the Astros won the AL West earlier today. Because the Mariners lost in a walk-off grand slam last night, and now the Astros have a 3-game lead, which is a season high. We have plenty to talk about, okay? And I know you care about that Good Guy Award. I mean, I saw the picture of you smiling with the actual trophy from that award. And, yeah, the smile did seem a little confused. And, like, what the hell is this? Just a little bit. Wait, this is a real award? Are these bleeps serious? I know that might have been going through your head, but this is an important award, okay? It's tough. It's tough to win an MVP. There's a lot of good quarterbacks. It's tough to win a Super Bowl. There's a lot of good teams. Don't throw out your chance to win the Pro Football Writers Association Good Guy Award, which is a real thing, and it's really stupid, and I think it's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, there's a lot of competition within the Houston Texans for the Good Guy of the Year Award.
Well, Joe Mixon, I think, would have won it last year.
Mixon, Will Anderson. Who knows? C.J. Gardner-Johnson might be shooting
up the list. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is going to be battling him for sure. Speaking of C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Sean, perfect transition. Thank you for helping me out there. We have heard a lot from C.J. Gardner-Johnson the last couple of days. Here's C.J. Gardner-Johnson talking to C.J. Stroud as I guess they were in the midst of photo day for the Texans.
C.J. Ah, oh, that's my big brother from Twin. Why you got the breads on? Why you doing like that? Hey, this the best quarterback in the game right now.
C.J. Stroud, best quarterback in the game. Embrace debate. 713-780-3776 to call to text. Can you call someone big brother when you're older than them? C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I just looked this up, 27. Born in 1997. C.J. Stroud is definitely younger than that. Can you call him big brother when your big brother is 23 years old, 4 years younger than you? Can you do that?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think that's why he switched to twin. You know, he's the big twin brother.
It could be that. Listen, the twin, yes.
He did pivot. He pivoted fast.
They have the same name, so technically they are twins. I think that's why he called him his twin. Okay,
but that's how twins work, yeah.
But as a white, okay, I know you guys know I don't see color or hear color, but is that a term in the community, like calling someone that's your little brother your big brother? Is that a thing? I know unk, but that's more young people, the old people thing.
Yeah,
that I think at first was part of the community, and then it was hijacked. As we do, we whites, we steal the cool things. Sorry, yeah. We're dorks. I don't know if that's a thing. I need to know. 713-780-3776. Tell a white man what's up.
Maybe next time we have DJ Bien-Aimé in here, you can just, what's up, big bro?
Yeah, let's see how that works.
Just see how it lands.
He'll probably make a joke about me being old. So you know, we know how that generally goes. more from C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Guys, you got to get excited for the C.J. Gardner-Johnson era of Texans football because – the guy says a lot of interesting things. Here he is, 6 interceptions last year, Super Bowl champion, talking about his aspirations for the rest of his career.
I got three more championships in me. I'm gonna be honest with you, I got three more. I'm probably gonna win the next 3 years. I got three more.
Your legacy to be.
Wow. Okay, so that's enough. That's CJ Gardner-Johnson. Sorry, that was a poor job editing there. Three championships. CJ Gardner-Johnson just said the Texans are winning the next three Super Bowls.
Oh, he said CJ Gardner-Johnson's winning the next three.
Oh, wait.
So the Texans are at least getting one.
That's true. CJ Gardner
contract.
Johnson contract. We're looking this up on the fly. 3 year, $27 million dollar contract, but only $10 million guaranteed. So that's basically a 1 year deal. Someone he signed with the Philadelphia Eagles, I believe, this past offseason. So he might be basically on old Chauncey Gardner Johnson. That's his first name. C-H-A-U-N-C-E-Y. He might only be here for 1 year, but it's good to know that the Texans are going to win a Super Bowl per C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah. I do love just going, yeah, I think I got three more in me.
I got three more in me. And then
three more.
The next three.
Yeah.
I like that too.
Yeah. I don't think there's ever like a Patriots player who's ever like, I think I got three more championships in
right.
me.
Right. The most you would get is Tom Brady when asked about what his favorite championship, he would say the next one, which loved hearing. Oh, man. Talk about risehealth.com, R-I-I-Z-E, health.com, promo code 975, 20% off your first order of Rise Reds Max Strips. Talk about pants tense. I mean, see, Tom Brady saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Talking about the next one.
And C.J. Gardner-Johnson also talking about the next three.
The next three. All his. Hopefully the Texans keep him around for all of them.
What if he's right? What if he's actually correct? And, like, the next three championships will be won by C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Sean, this might be our signature show. We've already made a bold prediction. And even though we were wrong on our last three bold early season Astros predictions,
yeah,
even though we were wrong, the fourth time's the charm. AL West, call it. It's over. They have a three-game lead on the Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we just played C.J. Gardner-Johnson saying he's got three Super Bowls left in him, and he's winning the next three. This is a very consequential show. Just so remember this.
June 10th.
Remember this on 6/10, that the greatest graduate of that, he just made a very important show. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple and on Spotify. If you roast it, I'll read the review on the air. There you go. All right, it's the Paul Gallant Show. 713-780-3776 to call to text. Most interactive sports talk show in town. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. People are finally coming around on your Houston Astros. A rousing edition of Keep That Same Energy is next. You'll hear all of a sudden a bunch of people are starting to backtrack on their hot offseason takes about the Astros dynasty being over. Stick around.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston continues now.
What's happening, Paul?
What's up, Paul?
Most interactive show, and really enjoy that aspect of it. Y'all keep it up.
Get involved in the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776. Here's Paul Gallant.
Astros had the day off last night. They play the Chicago White Sox for three to open up a homestand at Daikin Park. And they have a three-game lead in the American League West. It's officially three after the Seattle Mariners lost on a walk-off grand slam to the Arizona Diamondbacks last night. The Astros have the easiest schedule left in baseball. And to this point, they have played the fewest sub-500 teams in baseball. So we're calling it. We're calling the AL West. And it seems that the rest of baseball is finally starting to realize that at least in 2025, the Houston Astros aren't going anywhere. It's time for Keep That Same Energy.
Have you even slightly insulted the Houston Astros today?
If you don't know the facts, then you gotta shut the
We'll hunt you down, mother.
They are for Houston. They got Houston.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
We're keeping that same energy.
Now witness the firepower of this battle station.
You may fire when ready.
Alvarez, it's a drive to center field.
All right, guys. Power rankings watch. The Astros are rising the power rankings across baseball. Fox Sports, haters that they are with Dodger Joe Davis on the call of national broadcasts, had them 10th, but this was 8 days ago. Watching Kyle Tucker in Chicago and Alex Bregman in Boston can't feel great for Houston fans. Have we forgotten them already? Tucker had a home run last night, by the way, against the Phillies. But having Isak Paredes at least provides some relief. Paredes has hit as many homers as Bregman this year, though the Astros' new third baseman is currently mired in a 1-for-22 slump. More positivity, Fox Sports. More positivity there.
It's the 10th best team, and even if we're just saying it's the 10th best team, like two-thirds of this was negative.
Right. The first part was, must suck to see Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman elsewhere. Isak Paredes has as many home runs as Alex Bregman, but he's also in a 1-for-22 slump. F off, Fox Sports. But at least they're showing a little bit of respect. ESPN had the Astros ranked 10th in their power rankings 5 days ago. The Astros returned to the top of the AL West for the first time since the initial few days of the campaign. They accomplished this despite an ongoing plague of pitching injuries and lingering unavailability of star slugger Yordan Alvarez. Perhaps the biggest reason for the Astros' ability to remain afloat has been shortstop Jeromy Peña and his emergence into a top 10 overall player in the American League. All right, let's go. The 27-year-old has morphed from a high strikeout, low walk power threat to a complete package at the dish. Peña has slashed his whiff rate to elite levels, losing no power in the process while continuing to shine on defense. Okay, that's a nice write up.
Yeah.
CBS Sports has them 11th. Also, this guy's write-up for the Astros at 11th is BS.
I was among the crowd who thought the Astros' run of division titles would end this season. It's hard to trust anyone else at this point in the AL West, so it looks like we're headed that way again.
Sound more disappointed, a-hole.
The Astros have won the West each of the last 7 full seasons.
Yeah, we know. That's why everyone should have picked them. And it's weird that no one picked them going into this year.
That's why we have this segment.
Right. I'm honestly stunned by the lack of people who picked them to win. It was all, oh, the Rangers have got to be better. I guess.
Yeah, it's a little bit like the, we see it in for the NFL Super Bowl picks where there is just a lack of like, well, I'm just going to pick like the best team that's in the Super Bowl every year. Like back in the day, I'm just going to pick the Patriots every year to be in the Super Bowl or... That now, more recently, the Chiefs. I think last year was the first time that for the Chiefs run that people were just like, I don't know, Chiefs. Like,
yeah.
I'm not really analyzing them as a team. It's just the every year there's, you know, last year was the Texans getting picked for Super Bowl, like Super Bowl appearances.
Right.
The Bengals, back in the day, the Chargers would always be one of those kind of sexy teams that get hyped in the offseason. For some reason... That was the Rangers and Mariners this offseason with the AL West.
Yeah, it was strange. I thought we would at least see one person, and people were like, well, you could never sleep on the Astros. And yet every prediction slept on the Astros, and it did feel like wishful thinking. I mean, obviously, we're a little more sensitive than we probably should be when it comes to disrespect against the Astros because we've been defending the wall all this time. And even if we were vindicated by 2022, you still kind of get that sensitivity. No one picked them to win it. You picked the Rangers, sort of understandable because they won the World Series a couple of years ago. The Mariners, I'm still never going to get. More power rankings for the Astros. The Athletic has them 9th. As the Athletic's Chandler Rome outlined earlier this month, updated imaging of Yordan Alvarez's injured right hand discovered a new fracture, which complicates his recovery timetable. It was always a fracture. I don't think it's a new fracture.
It was also always complicated. The timeline was also complicated.
The timeline was definitely complicated from the beginning. You're right on that front, Sean. Now, all of a sudden, though, just to pause for a second, what if there is a new fracture? Would they know?
More imaging, please.
I think it's because they went from believing there was no fracture to now there is a fracture. I think that they mean that's the new one.
Okay, I got
because
you.
We thought there wasn't one.
On the Astros flagship tomorrow, whenever Dana Brown does his availability, I would like, one, someone to ask, wait, was there another fracture? And two,
is it 60% healed?
I would like to hear that it's more than 60% healed. I actually want a number. Dana could lie to me. I just need a number.
I don't want a number.
What if
I
it's
know
still 60%? What if he says, it's like 58%? Wait, that's the wrong way. I need to know. More for this power ranking.
77%.
Okay. Yeah, that'll make me feel good. Give me like 68 or 69. Nice. More on this, the Athletic power ranking. They have the Astros 9th. The Astros have not disclosed when they expect Alvarez to return. He is the most dynamic hitter on a team that has still surged into first place in the AL West despite his absence. The infield duo of Jeromy Peña and Isak Paredes has helped offset the loss of Alvarez and a substandard season from Jose Altuve. No mention of losing Kyle Tucker or Alex Bregman there. It might be enough to win a weak division. Oh, F you. But if Houston wants to do damage in October, the club needs its best slugger doing what he does best. Oh, well, we'll agree on that. Yeah, they do need Jordan back. We could agree on that. MLB.com, meanwhile, as we keep that same energy, has the Astros ranked 8th. If the Astros end up winning their 8th straight full-season AOS title, this stretch in which they are missing 3/5 of their opening day starting rotation, and of course, Jordan Alvarez, their best hitter, will be the reason why. They have now won 10 of 15 and built a lead in the division with some cushion at the exact moment when the rest of the division would have liked to, but didn't make a move. Yeah!
I think that is the best, like, recap.
Yeah!
Of how the Astros are the 8th best team in the league is, like, the... They have stayed afloat,
yeah.
And if anything, they've come into the lead while the pitching injuries have been happening, just falling every couple days, and as the Jordan thing drags on. Like, even despite all this, the Astros are more in the lead than they were when they're fully healthy.
The Imperial March from Star Wars is appropriate here because... This is giving, as the kids say, Death Star 2.0. You know, it's not 100% complete.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of construction to do. They've got a shield over it on the forest moon of Endor with all those little teddy bears.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of golden grams defending it. And then you see the big space laser, but you're like, this thing isn't 100% operational. No. It's a trap! That is what the Astros are right now.
Is that Bruce Bochy?
Watch out. Yeah. Bruce Bochy is now Admiral Akbar. Or whoever the hell is running the Mariners. I don't even know who their manager is anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh.
I kind of miss Scott Service.
I do, too.
It was fun. At least he got scrappy.
Yeah. But, yeah, I agree that this is well, I don't want to keep up with the Astros or the Death Star imagery because...
It didn't work out either.
Famously, they blow up every time.
Empire 0-3 with Death Stars. They had Death Star 1.
Mm-hmm.
They had Death Star 2.
Which was the coolest.
Then they had Death Star Planet from Force Awakens, where it was like, hey, you've had 30 years to think of something new.
That's when sitting in the movie theater, I was like, oh my god, this is the same exact movie.
Literally,
they just made the same exact 2.0. Movie again.
And still, it was better than all the prequels. I thought The Force Awakens was good. The second one just completely screwed them for the third one, which was a mess. 713-780-3776 to call to text. That is Keep That Same Energy. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975, if you want to jump aboard the most interactive sports talk show in town. We are 87 days away from the NFL season kicking off. Cowboys and Higgles in Thursday Night Football action on September 4th. In our continued countdown, has Aaron Rodgers found a way to out-douche himself? We'll discuss. First, though, let me tell you about my friends at Rise Health. RIIZE health.com. Promo code 975.
after you talk to a board-certified physician for about 5 minutes about what's going on downstairs, you, my friend, can help your friend downstairs get back in the game. Rise Health's Red Max strips are your fast track to peak performance. They are dissolving strips packing sildenafil, tadalafil, and oxytocin. You put it underneath your tongue in very discreet packaging. 5 minutes, boom, good to go. No pills. You don't need water. You don't need to be all discreet about it. It's basically a strip in a condom-sized packet. You put it under your tongue. Boom, you're going to be good to go. RiseHealth.com, promo code 975. You'll get 20% off your first order. It's worth it, guys. If you want to get back in the game and you want to use something that's going to have you ready to go as quickly as possible, the Rise Health Red Max strips are the way to do it. Rise up, rise up. You'll rise up with Rise Health, R-I-I-Z-E, health.com, promo code 975.
The countdown to the NFL season continues with Paul Gallant.
87 days away, September 4th, is when the NFL season kicks off. The Philadelphia Eagles will... Feagles? What? Remember Jeff Feagles? He was a punter.
I was going to say.
Philadelphia Eagles will unveil their second Super Bowl banner when they host the Dallas Cowboys. 87. Is that Rob Gronkowski? Personally, I think it's Rob Gronkowski, but I understand the arguments for Travis Kelce, who, get this, went to a wedding with Taylor Swift this weekend.
Whoa.
If you're a bride, and Sean and I doubt we will ever be brides. If you're a bride, would you be pissed off that Taylor Swift's at your wedding? Or happy that Taylor Swift's at your wedding? Because no bride wants to be upstaged, yet every single woman is obsessed, it seems, with Taylor Swift. So Taylor Swift being at your wedding is one of the greatest honors you can get.
Yeah.
But Taylor Swift is at your wedding, and you are being upstaged. Also, you will be upstaged to a degree by Travis Kelce as well.
Yeah, I think that if you're a bride and you're a Taylor Swift fan, it's awesome.
That's the only way it's probably happening as well, yes. Is that Taylor Swift only comes if the bride is a Swiftie.
Well, I don't know. Like, who's getting married here? Is it one of Travis Kelce's, like, college teammates?
They didn't even make the story that I read it in, Sean, okay. On TMZSports.com, which goes to show you that they were upstaged.
Yes.
This couple that was tying the knot, they were upstaged by a celebrity appearance at their wedding.
But if you are just kind of like, you know, I like summer songs, you know, like, yeah, I liked her when I was a kid. Because at this point, if you're in your 20s or 30s, she started coming out with music when you were a child. But yeah, you're just probably like, you know, I guess it's cool.
It was Travis Kelce's cousin, Tanner Corum, who got married.
Okay. I'm just going to take a guess that it's okay.
I would think so.
If it's family, because that means Travis Kelce probably asked.
I would think so. But still, this is not blood being brought to
a
wedding.
That is true. That is true. That will 100% upstage this wedding.
Yeah. And anyway, it seems the bride was okay with it because they once posted a photo together in 2023. This birthday is going to be hard to beat. Okay. Yeah, this is sweet. Anyway, you're welcome. Again, slow season, as CJ Stroud pointed out. CJ Stroud's fine.
Yeah.
He's out of practice.
How dare you, CJ Stroud, say we have nothing to talk about.
Right,
anyway,
exactly. What are you talking about?
Which cousin do you think it was?
First cousin?
Yeah.
Second
which
cousin?
Which side? Mama Kelce's side?
Aaron Rodgers is the newest quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He is at Steelers minicamp today. He has yet to speak. Here are the contract incentives for the contract that he signed. A lot of incentives, because otherwise it's just a one-year $13.65 million deal, which is a bargain, I would say, for Aaron Rodgers, even if Rodgers isn't the same player. Yeah. He will get all of that money if he is under center for 70% of the snaps this season. He will make $500,000 for a playoff appearance, $600,000 for a first-round bye or a wild-card win where he takes half the snaps, $750,000 for winning in the divisional round and taking half the snaps, $1 million for winning the AFC Championship and taking half the snaps, $1.5 million for winning the Super Bowl where he takes at least half the snaps, $1.5 million for winning regular season MVP. So he's not going to get all this money unless the Steelers have an incredible season.
I would have said, like, stop after wild
divisional
card
round.
I was going to say wild card win.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Like, because they're not going to be the one seed, so they're going to have to play a game. Like, I can stretch my mind to, like, they win a playoff game. I can't see them making the AFC title game, you know? I think he's only going to make another $1 million.
Their defense is good, but you're right. And I think there's a lot of limitations offensively for them, even with Rodgers there. Rodgers does improve them. There's no denying that. But
it's like the Texans, where it's like at a certain point in the division round, like you're going to have to beat the Ravens, the Ravens, the Chiefs, or the Bills. Like you're just going to have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And even the Texans. Like I don't know if Aaron Rodgers' Steelers could beat the Texans.
Yeah, I don't think the Steelers could.
Or they wouldn't be favored. They could, but they wouldn't be favored. Like, we'd all pick the Texans.
I would. I know a lot on the Twitch would probably disagree with that. But that's what the Twitch does. More around the National Football League. Get this. Houston Texans legend turned New England Patriot, Stephon Diggs, is engaged!
Oh, congratulations.
Per Mike Vrabel, because he is at Patriots minicamp.
Oh.
Mike Vrabel said he looks engaged out there.
He looks engaged.
He looks engaged.
Okay.
But there's no ring. Men don't have to wear a ring. Things that maybe should be a thing. No?
And a male engagement ring?
Yeah, I think it makes sense. I mean, it doesn't need to be a big old rock or anything like that, but I don't know.
I would ask, what does it look like?
Pretty awesome if you're a guy and you're engaged and you don't, and theoretically, you could be an absolute dirtbag, you know?
Yeah, it must be pretty awesome if you're a scumbag.
If you're a scumbag, it's best world. I mean, I don't know. What if a woman comes over? What if a woman comes over to your engaged man and he's not wearing a ring? You know? What's a man to do? He can't keep the woman from approaching, theoretically. Just saying. But Stephon Diggs looks engaged. Again,
he looks engaged.
A lot of stuff going on. Mandatory minicamp is underway for a lot of teams across the league. As far as players in attendance, Trey Hendrickson not there for the Bengals, nor is their first-round pick, Texas A&M Aggie Shamar Stewart. He is there, but he's not practicing. I guess he wants to have the best possible contract he can as a rookie. T.J. Watt did not report to Steelers mandatory minicamp. Terry McLaurin did not report to Commanders mandatory minicamp. Micah Parsons is there for the Cowboys. Brian Schottenheimer, new head coach of the Cowboys, that's going to take some time to get used to, says a contract will get worked out. But you know who was at Houston Texans mandatory minicamp? Texans safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Super Bowl champion. He skipped OTAs, but he's out there at Texans minicamp. Texans soar! Oh, yeah. More fun news across the NFL. This is pretty embarrassing. The NFL lost Tony Dungy's AP NFL Awards ballot. They just lost it.
How is that possible?
How is that possible? It's like, I don't know, Sean.
All right, like, it has to be an online
I think they mail
process,
it in.
Right?
I think they mail it in.
It's ridiculous mail it in.
A lot of players, I guess, were unaware of the fact that the ballots were shared publicly this year. I think Diana Russini was like, oh, I didn't know that this is going to be made public. But Dungy and his voting results were not counted, so they've actually changed the amount of votes that were put in for the MVP vote. Dungy found this out because Dungy's vote was replaced by a duplicate by something named Deontay Lee of The Ringer.
So they said that his ballot was the same as that ballot. I guess Dungy noticed the mistake because the ballot showed he voted for Lamar Jackson, which he did not. Which is also pretty interesting because this was a vote for MVP that was determined by one vote, I think, as far as Josh Allen getting it over Lamar Jackson.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, is there a way the swings of single award and like 6 months later we have to be like, whoop, sorry, send that trophy back.
Good question. I don't know.
I guess it would just be a tie. You know, it would go from a win to a tie.
There were co-MVPs for the 03-04 season. It was Steve McNair and Peyton Manning, for what it's worth. Patriots beat them both in the playoffs.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Makes you
think. Tony Dungy, by the way, I wonder who he voted for. It does not say who he voted for.
Well, not Lamar.
Definitely not Lamar Jackson.
Probably then Josh Allen.
But he's done weird MVP votes before.
Saquon?
He voted Bobby Wagner MVP once.
Did he do that?
Yeah, he voted Bobby Wagner MVP back in the day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's had some...
I was about to ask what year, like it matters. No year. It would be crazy every single year. But, I just want, like, comeback player of the year or something to be like, well, sorry, Joe Burrow. Turns out it's DeMar Hamlin. Something like that. I can't believe that they mail in the ballots.
I can't either.
That can't be right.
It shouldn't be right. I guess a Bills blog is claiming that Dungy would have voted Allen.
I mean, that of course a Bills blog is going to say
but
that.
But it actually does not say who he voted for. It would have been really funny if he voted for another linebacker or something like that. Anyway.
Aziz Al-Shaair.
Aziz Al-Shaair, yeah. I love it.
He missed two games.
Comeback player of the year next year. Tony Dungy might vote for him. So there you go. That is the 10-minute drill. We are 87 days away from the start of the NFL season. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. Coming up next on the Paul Gallant Show, there's another team that's trying to get in on the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. It's not the Houston Rockets. We go big game hunting. Stick around.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
So we were talking in the last segment about the NFL losing Tony Dungy's MVP vote for this past season. They retabulated the votes. I guess it would not have had an effect on Josh Allen winning the MVP over Lamar Jackson, even though there was only one vote that separated the two. I guess one of those votes was the person that they counted twice on a graphic that they posted instead of Tony Dungy's. But I had mentioned in the last segment, Dungy once had a very unconventional vote for MVP. For the 2014-2015 season, he voted Bobby Wagner for MVP. But here's where this gets weird. Remember who was the unanimous Defensive Player of the Year that year?
He was unanimous?
J.J. Watts. Guess who Tony Dungy voted for Defensive Player of the Year?
I mean, he had J.J. Watt.
And then he voted Bobby Wagner for MVP, Seahawks linebacker. This is that year with J.J. Watt, where J.J. Watt was second in the MVP vote to Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers got 31 votes. J.J. Watt got 13. Does that one vote matter? No. The other votes for MVP, two for Tony Romo, two for DeMarco Murray, one for Tom Brady. But I am using this as, once again, an opportunity to dump on Tony Dungy, who has the most sanctimonious, terrible takes whenever he is on. And that's only if he has a take,
Because generally it's just a lukewarm-sounding grandfather drinking a glass of warm milk. Like that's the vibe that he gives off on NBC's NFL coverage, which is the worst of all of the networks that broadcast the NFL. It does have the big guys in the Sunday Night Football booth, Tirico and Collinsworth. I think they're great, but the rest, not so good. And we usually get a heavy dose of Tony Dungy, who once voted for Bobby Wagner for MVP, even though he voted J.J. Watt as Defensive Player of the Year in that ridiculous 2014-2015 season where he had all the sacks and he scored a bunch of touchdowns and was unanimous Defensive Player of the Year. Tony Dungy, everybody. Why is he an analyst? I truly don't know. I don't get it. I get that he used to be a coach. I get that he, I think he used to play. That's all. I don't get it. I don't get it. Also, he's one of these guys that people are like, oh, I'm going to go talk to Tony Dungy so that people change their opinion of me.
That was a weird point. It was like, I want to say like Michael late Vick. 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Michael Vick met with Tony Dungy. What did Tony Dungy do? Stop killing dogs? Did he tell him to stop yeah, killing dogs?
Like, you already went to prison, dude.
Please
like,
don't go back to prison. Yeah, it's weird. He's looked at as this sort of pastor slash fatherly figure. And listen, maybe he is like that, but I know his football takes aren't great.
Yeah.
And it's based off of that. And did he lose this ballot? Or did they lose this ballot?
Now I want to know who he voted for because like,
I do too. I want to know.
I thought it was like he either voted for Allen so it didn't matter, or he voted for like Saquon Barkley or didn't. Now I'm thinking about the whole world is an option for him to have picked. He could have picked anybody.
And by the way, this is the same guy who earlier this year called out the 2025 NFL Hall of Fame selection for not selecting Adam Vinatieri and Reggie Wayne. Well, I don't know. Maybe focus on what you do. I'm not convinced he turned this in. I am not convinced that this is an NFL problem versus a Tony Dungy problem. Whatever. If I can go up against an Indianapolis Colts of years past and point out some fallacies, I will. Anyway, it's the offseason for the NBA. Your Houston Rockets, get this, are looking to improve their roster in whatever way they can. You could say they're big game hunting.
Should the Houston Rockets be big game hunters?
One of the biggest mistakes I ever made was with this big crocodile right here. I had him over there and he started up the young blokes and tried with the young female, so I had to catch him out.
It's win now mode, baby. We're looking for a star.
Uh-oh. If the Houston Rockets want to get Kevin Durant, move over, because they're competing with another team that's also hoping that they'll get an interview with their head coach. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rockets and Knicks are battling one another just like they were over 30 years ago in the NBA Finals, over acquiring all the pieces to get to a place they've never been to before. They're not just the New York Knicks preparing a tsunami-style offer for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yes. Kevin Durant, per Brian Windhorst, is the apple of the New York Knicks' eye. Here's Windy.
Well, this one is a different story. I do believe Kevin Durant will be traded in the coming weeks. Today, the Suns are naming their new head coach, Jordan Ott. He's at an introductory press conference. They've been going through that process, and I expect them to look into the Durant trade market pretty soon. Now, there are going to be a handful of teams that have interest in Durant. The key with Durant is this. He has 1 year left on his contract. Is he going to want to sign an extension, and is he going to want to be a part of the process of the trade, and are the Suns going to let him be involved in the process? That's a key factor going forward.
Huh. Interesting. I'll again ask what I asked when it came to the Knicks' interest in Giannis Antetokounmpo. What do the Knicks have to offer? Really, what do they have?
What do they have that they can swap theoretically for Kevin Durant? I really do not know.
This is easier because I can see like one of the wings, like either Ananobi or Bridges being the swap there. And it's like a little bit cleaner of a like, okay. If the Suns still think that they're going to compete, which apparently they do, then I can see why they're the Knicks, like what the Knicks have to offer, which is a starter off their final or Eastern Conference Finals team. I see why that would at least like it's less ridiculous than the Giannis tsunami offer. This one's like, okay, maybe all you need is a small wave to get
ripple.
Yeah, to get Durant. You know, you don't need the tsunami.
Just a little ripple.
Yeah.
The kind of ripple that could be created by a cannonball. I don't know. Again.
The Durant thing I cannot wait to be over just because every 3 days there's a new team that he's basically it's like some insider is saying like, oh, it's happening with the Timberwolves, with the Spurs. I saw I think Bill Simmons on one of his podcasts said that like he wouldn't be surprised if the deal's just already done and he's going to the Spurs. Durant's going to the Spurs. So there's always going to be a team that, hey, well, Rockets, Spurs, Knicks, apparently. Like, there's Wolves. Like, there's so many teams that are in the Durant thing just because I think the price is lower and there's a chance that Durant can put his finger on the scale of where he wants to go.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I don't think Durant's going to want to go there. I think Durant's too aware of how dumb James Dolan is.
He already didn't go there.
Right. He's had plenty of chances to go. This is just like the Lakers during many off seasons. But now that they have Luka, thank God, we're not going to hear any crap about them this off season, unless LeBron decides to say, am I going to retire? I don't know. Again. But for now, this is going to be the rest of the off season. The Knicks are interested in everything. Yeah. After their best season in 25 years. And they will do/get nothing. I think that's a very safe assumption to make the rest of this offseason. If they do somehow get it done, great. But firing Tom Thibodeau, I just do not think helped them out in any way, shape, or form. I do not understand why they did it so quickly afterwards. This is something that you do after like protracted negotiations. It feels very reactionary to do it days after the season is done, which is what they did. Sean Mapes is behind the glass. I am Paul Gallant. It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call to text. Keith has a thought. Keith, what's up?
Hey, Paul. Love the show. Sean, love the show. I'm actually a diehard Knicks fan. I think the Thibs move had to be done, you know, despite back-to-back 50-win seasons, despite, you know, making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, he had some key rotation issues and lineup issues, you know, all throughout the season, which has kind of been Tibbs' MO his whole career. But my question is, outside of Brunson, do you see the Knicks potentially moving OG and or Mikal Bridges to get a Giannis? And, you know, where do you think Gary Trent Jr. as a free agent lands as well?
Good question. I don't really care about Gary Trent Jr., no offense. Bridges is not going to be enough.
Not for Giannis, but that's my whole thing. Like, for Giannis, like, what are we doing here? Unless the Bucks just love Karl-Anthony Towns, then maybe that happens.
And I don't think anyone loves Karl-Anthony Towns right now. Like, that's the big problem. Because Towns would make sense, and Towns is a good player, but Towns is not someone that you want to be the centerpiece of your franchise. Is Towns entertaining for a mediocre basketball team? Is Towns getting people in seats to watch Milwaukee Bucks basketball when they just had Giannis? Probably not.
Yeah, and if you're the Bucks, you probably want some young, like, hey, come see if this guy turns out to be a star. Like, that would be the attraction if you're not going to get an actual star back, which chances are you're not. Carl Towns being 28 doesn't do that for people.
No, it doesn't.
We kind of know what Carl Towns is.
Sean Mace behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. 713-780-3776 to call to text. We're all ready to call it. What are we talking about? Paul, you're calling something already? What the hell's going on? Yeah, we're calling it. And everything that you need to know coming out of
day one of Houston Texans minicamp. It's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. Stay put.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's Product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.